Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're getting ready to have another interesting topic right here on the program. If this computer would just act right. So definitely having some technical issues at the moment. So stand by. Hopefully I get the screen to come up. I can't see what the body is like as far as the people who has come to join us. So hopefully I get a chance to get things going. But before we get started, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again to allow us to come together collectively as a community. Lord, as we explore this topic, we ask that you denounce all technical difficulties that may be disturbing us on a technical night in technical terms. With that said, Lord, we ask that you bless and cover every ear and every mind that is tuned and locked and loaded to the program. And tonight, and we ask you this in Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about what are the pros and cons of streaming music. I was personally baffled with the word streaming for quite some time. And I was wondering, what does streaming mean and how does it pertain to musicians today? Because streaming has something to do with the flow, the path of things, how it moves about or as far as how the product or how it's delivered to a medium, how media is delivered via the internet. Okay, so today they're streaming video, they're streaming audio, and these places, what streams it is, we're on one source of streaming right now as we speak. That's this program at Hip Hop National Radio. We are streaming live, and we stream music live, which gives a digital download, creates a digital download where you can later download it to your computer and play it from via your computer, or you can stream it live without ever having to store it onto your computer. Okay, so that's one form of the media. The other forms is iTunes, you have CD Baby, Amazon. These are places where you can stream and also create revenue. Tonight we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that. Hopefully we get some takers and some callers to call in tonight so we can move this thing forward. We do have, I don't know who would participate, but please press the number one that allow us to know that you are locked and loaded and you want to participate in tonight's topic. Other than that, you'll just sit there until you press the number one. I'm going to open up Raw Dog's line. Raw Dog, welcome to the show.
You're such a funny guy. No, I didn't raise my hand. Okay, no.
I don't care about you raising your hand. You don't count. You don't count as raising your hand. You're a part of the system.
Oh, okay. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, hey, you know what?
You are an administrator that don't abuse your administrative rights. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. Don't bring the office fights over the air. Don't do that.
Okay, I'm just saying, brother.
That's why, you know, wigs fly and people get loud, you know, because them office fights are terrible, man. Seriously.
Terrible.
You know, you got a good subject here because, you know, music is now the way that when I started out I wished it would have been. You know, we'd hear something over the radio, and then we'd say, ooh, I want that. Then we'd have to put on our jackets, put on our shoes, jump in the car, and run to find out who had it. Now it's, I like it, I hear it, what's the name of it? You go over to your computer, and you can have it instantly, you know? Now, the way you might capture it and want to keep it, some ways are more fragile than others. You know, a lot of people download to their, iPods, and, you know, I hate to say it like this, but they're made to break, you know? So eventually they lose possibly what they've got. You know, and streaming is such a wonderful thought. It's a way of having music at your fingertips instantaneously. And it also allows the artists to make money in delivering it to those that might want it. You know, it used to be that you couldn't get in a record store unless you knew the password or you got the nod by the music community. You know, and to compete, you couldn't come up to the standards of the industry. Now you can. You know, it just, you know, to get to that level, yeah, you've got to invest in the equipment, but that's part of this business. This business is knowing that there is money to be made, you know, and the funny part about it is, laziness can be part of your business ethic if you know how to do it right. You know, people always
I'm sorry, I got to slow you down. Just for a second. Laziness. I just want to not
cut you off.
Oh, you
picked up on that, didn't you?
I just need to clarify because I'm trying to get something here. You said
that was only for the lazy for the lazy people like me.
Part of your ethics? Your business ethic, please expound, brother. Please.
Yes. See. You know, I can remember my father saying that I had a lazy work ethic. Okay? Wow. Making money with my mind and with my creativity, and it's like pulling money out of the sky and not knowing that, you know, you're actually put your brain to work. You know, this music industry is, you know, it's, how do we always put it? 90% of the business side and 10% of the talent? Well, you know, now that they have so much gear for the individual producers and artists, and you don't have to be affiliated with a label, there are methods of your productions being able to bring in revenue that you've never even thought about, you know, and streaming it. You know, I've learned so many different ways to enjoy sitting out on the deck with my feet up and, you know, and going, how much did I make today? How many people discovered me? And I didn't even leave home. Matter of fact, I didn't even put on shoes. See, so as a businessman, you see more people in the industry, and they're actually working, but they can do it and look as though it's nothing but a breeze. Because knowledge of this industry and the avenues are the advantages. It no longer takes getting in your car and the road trip. You know, it no longer, you know, takes someone representing you. It takes someone educating you and leading you in the path of, well, this is the way you need to spend your money so that you can get yourself out there. And you get to stay independent, but you have to pay the cost to be educated in these avenues, to spread your wings and saturate the globe with what you're doing, with your artistry. You know, but these young folks, they haven't figured it out yet. They need to listen. They need to figure it out. But they also need to sit down and have that team to just drop the tidbits on them. Tell them, hey, you know, you could have 30 minutes forever, you know, that people could come and listen to your music, you know. And but they have no idea of understanding how this is done. You know, people think, you know, okay, they say videos are important. Yes, no. It's the music that's important. You know, people say, you know, the YouTube videos. If you go to YouTube, you find out that the bigger videos are the viral videos of things going on. They're the instantaneous dollar amounts. You know, I saw a guy, what was that, the Hillbillies of Beverly Hills, and he had put out viral videos of different things that he had done in a comedy format. And he was getting 2 million hits. Well, harder for an artist. Let's just put it like it is. Harder for an artist. So is that the proper avenue for an artist? Is he actually going to get the numbers that it requires to do, you know, to make revenue on that site? And the only reason I'm mentioning YouTube, because it's a common site. You know, it's not like, you know, we're keeping a really, really, you know, hush, hush. But the revenue that they pay for their site is very, very little on the views, okay? I went to another site. Now, go down, now, check this out. If you get 200,000 hits in a year, not, you know, hey, I don't see any independent artists hitting that mark legitimately in a day without really a heavy promo and, you know, being led and having an interview on television where they can be seen by the nation. But, you know, 200,000 on one site that I happen to know of that is not just everybody knows this, only paid $800 on 200,000 hits. Now you start to think about that and you go, wow. But that isn't sales. So there's a little revenue, but then what's that going to do for your career? Are they laughing at you? Are they pointing at you? How are you going up on the Billboard charts? You know, you have to figure it out that this is a business of music, you know? And licensing and all of that, there are so many avenues that by doing the right team effort, you could be in so many places that for the investment that it would require, you'd be a fool not to. I mean, you know, you can pound the pavement, you can stand outside and, you know, at different venues and what have you, and try to peddle your CD. But guess what? You know, you might as well go get a job at McDonald's, you know. And, you know, up here, McDonald's is paying, like, what, almost $10 an hour, okay? So in an hour, you got $10. You can't swear you're going to have $10 worth of sales outside of a club with your CD. So you've got to figure out how to market yourself. And see, that's part of where that streaming gives you the point of understanding how the intelligent people that are on the top of this industry got there. They learn these things. But go ahead, Poetic. What other question do you have?
Well, more or less I have a statement, and I wanted to expound on it as far as so we're going to talk about the pros and we're going to talk about the cons of streaming. First of all, I like to go into defining what streaming is actually, what it actually is for the artist. You know what I mean? Because it's really technical jargon in one sense. I say when you look this word up, it tells you it's a method of relaying data, especially video and audio material, over a computer network as steady, continuous stream, allowing playback to proceed while subsequent data is being received. Let's put that in layman's terms. Streaming is being able to take your audio in as far as your music is concerned and put it in one continuous path. You got 16 songs. We can help you get it started and lay it down. Put those 16 songs on a, what you call it. Now you got your mixtape live on the air and creating an audience of potential customers. That's in layman terms. What's your thoughts, Rod?
Well, you know, you know, I look at it and I go. You've got to shake up the world so they hear that you're here. You got to shake up the world to let them know that you're different, you're original, and you are very talented with your creations. You know, and how are you going to be louder than anybody else? How are you going to be spotlighted more than anybody else? How are you going to be recognized? You know, you know, it used to be they had to see you in person, and that took a very long time to saturate the United States. You know, and you think, hey, all the countries, they used to call that, you know, the chicken circuit going around. Because remember, you're an unknown artist, so you go around to be discovered. And the word from one city to another city about your talents and what have you, people, you know, would tell their relatives, oh, I saw such and such and such. They're coming to your town. You should go see them. You know, so word of mouth and the telephone were the way that it would come to your town, and then maybe you'd get the promotion over the local big radio stations. Back in the past, I can remember when certain radio stations dominated the area. You know, not like it is you can get four or five major ones in your area. Used to be the one dominant. So, you know, the thing about it is that streaming can get there before you can even get up and get out the door. All over the globe, you know, and, you know, you're taking a gamble. You know, people are going to steal. Yeah, they've always done that. There's always been the bootleggers. Yeah, they've done that. But we're talking about a product. And then we're talking about once you make that decision to get out there, you got to be ready. What if you get the call and somebody says, can you, would you, we'd like to employ you at a function or an event? You've got to be ready. So it's not about, you know, it's like, you know, how do they say that? You know, when it comes time, put up. Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, I didn't want to get rude with them.
Hey, you didn't run on, I didn't either. You said one half, I said the other, and we just made a sentence.
Right, but there's a little part that goes with that. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I told you I come from the Himalayas. I tell you, you know, hey. There is a part to that. Imagination run wild, move forward. Okay, now, you know, the thing about this is that, you know, I'll say this, and I would like to apologize for using the word, I realized that I did it on a couple of shows. But, you know, in talking to Poetic, it's not an inference towards anyone specific, and anyone that's listening to the show does not apply because they're reaching out. But, did I do that eloquently? Is it a cliffhanger? Are you waiting? You got your fingers close
I'm
to the
waiting.
Button so you
I'm
can
waiting.
Go.
I'm
waiting.
I'm waiting. I got it real close to the button so I can shut your mic off real quick. But go ahead.
I know. I took
yeah,
you there.
Do your thing.
Well, put it like this. I want the artists that are thinking about getting into this, trying to get into this business, to become smarter. Okay? Okay. You know, I have used the D word, dummy, door, because I wanted them to realize that, you know, that door really exists. And beyond that door are people that you will suck the blood out of an entertainer. And, you know, until there's nothing left. And we'll open doors to drugs and what have you and the party and all of that and won't look out for the artist. The artist that when he's done off of his tour and he goes home, he wants to be able to have money in the bank. He wants to have his taxes paid. He wants to be able to be an employed human being. And if you go to that dummy door and you go in past that, there are those that will not lead you to that point in life. You'll find out that they'll have you under their finger, under their thumb. You know, so when you pick a team and you knock on that door because of the credibility of that team, make sure that, you know, hey, you've done your research and understand this industry so that when you're paying your money, when you're out there and you say you're ready to be an artist, that you will be ready for the money. You know, for the money to work and earn the money. Because you don't stop once the door opens. That's when the real hard work starts. Because that's understanding contracts. That's understanding streaming. How many different ways is my production going? You know, how far can it go? Do I have the right, you know, essential copyrights and what have you, necessarily for the United States and the global market? Streaming can get you to the top of the world. But if you don't have your stuff right and the right team, you'll fall all the way down back to the bottom.
Well, Rado, you remember the time. Okay, you don't remember the time, actually, because it was kind of before our times, to be honest with you, when actually music didn't have the outlets that it had today. In order to deliver music, you had to be there at last. You had to be there on a live performance. You had to experience it. That's the only way it was served to the general public in the back in the day.
Well, no, and
now,
you're right.
And
you're right. But you,
and
I got to say this. I got to tell you something.
What's that?
You're right about streaming, because
mm-hmm.
guess what? Who was the very first person to stream music?
Interesting. Interesting. I bet you don't know. I bet you don't know. Go ahead.
Well, tell me.
I'll tell you if you're right.
Let's say the first big one. let's not go to the little guy. Yeah, but that was Dick Clark.
Who?
Dick Clark, American Bandstand.
Okay.
He was the first one to stream music. He had a television show that went all over the USA. And the new music that came out, he played it. Chubby Checker, The Twist. Oh, you too young for that, ain't you?
But I'm familiar with it. I'm very familiar with it.
But yeah. You know another one? I got to take it away from
Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
Don Cornelius.
Well, Ed Sullivan was probably the first one, because I can remember everybody being home on Sunday night to watch Ed Sullivan. He's the one that broke Elvis on there, and they couldn't put the camera on below his waist.
Now imagine that, Rodolph. It's they took by doing that, and they bringing it on to. Don't get me wrong. When it came to TV and I'm saying on radio, and they start people being able to tune in to it, it no longer had to be there to experience it. They were listening to it through their devices at the time, their radios. On their stereos or whatever. They didn't have their stereos at that time, but they started listening to their radios and stuff like that.
But you got a trip off of something. Radios only had a certain distance, the broadcasting station. But television took it all over the United States in the time zone that was the family hour and what have you. When you said Ed Sullivan, I can remember my mother, my father, and Ed Sullivan was the hit. Because he would bring on the new artists.
He's the Richard Nixon of TV.
Well, okay. But guess what?
Think about it. They kind of look alike.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, they don't. Yeah, they do. You're right. No, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? I thought so, you know. But,
hey. No, they don't. Okay. But you got to realize, you know, the first time, now I'm going to tell you something. See, it works in certain genres better than other genres. And I think that the streaming of when it was on television, it helped rock and roll. But now before that time, now here's something. I had never seen Mahalia Jackson. I saw her on the Ed Sullivan Show. Now, can you imagine, as big of an icon as Mahalia was in the spiritual, gospel side? I mean,
I saw Michael Jackson them on there.
Yeah, but see, when you start talking about streaming, you have to think about how that technology helped spread everyone's awareness. You said Michael Jackson. I can remember when they were on there. He did Ben on there.
Yeah,
you know, and it became, I think they did a replay of that show.
I think Richard Pryor was on there, too, for comedy.
Yep, he was.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ed Sullivan had rules. And if you got on Ed Sullivan, you knew you had made it. Because everybody watched Ed Sullivan. Everyone followed his rules. You know, he broke the Beatles on his show.
That's how I say that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so when you – and then you had Dick Clark, who had the rock and roll in showing everybody the new dances. You know, and then you had Soul Train, you know, that came after that. And so you had the ability to hear the newest of the new, and guess what? They would be the ones that would rise high on the billboards because they had that stream. You know, when you start to think about it, you know, it doesn't take rocket science, but it does take science. To understand.
But, Rodolph, when we come back, because we're getting ready to go to a short break, but when we come back, man, I want to talk about the delivery method now. You know what I mean? How things have changed. Let's not talk about the delivery method now. Let's start talking that delivery method to how it got transferred to a phono record, to tape. To eight track, and to then, you know what I mean. After eight, you know, to a record, and then eight track, and then it went.
Don't worry. We know
that. Come on, man! Don't let a brother get rolled under the bus.
Guess what?
You're my homie.
Listen to me now. we can tell that you're under 50 because you just gave everything out of order. You never bought an 8-track, did you?
Yes, I did. Back in the day.
You did?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. My mom never
Did you ever buy a cassette?
I didn't. Well, put it this way. I got it as a gift. I had reel to reel, bro. I had a reel to reel tape recorder. Believe me.
you had a reel to reel.
Reel to reel tape recorder.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a minute. You stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
All right.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you're tuning in by your computer or any other device, I welcome you and invite you to call in at 213-559-2995. And press the number 1. That'll allow us to know that you want to chime in tonight's topic. Tonight we're talking about what are the pros and cons of streaming music. One of them is being able to be played on this platform, www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today and let us help expand your fan base with ours as we work with you with yours. Anyway, we're back into the topic, and right off, before we went to the break, I was telling you about my reel-to-reel tape recorder, and you said, oh, wow, really? That was the first recorder that I got when I was a kid. My mom never noticed that I had an interest in music, and it was a gift for Christmas. And I got a reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Hey. See, now you were spoiled. You were definitely, definitely spoiled.
Oh, why I had to be spoiled? Not spoiled.
Well, okay. Spoiled. Okay, moving right along. Because that's spoiled. Because you could have got just some slippers or something for Christmas. You didn't have to get no reel to reel. That's spoiled.
Whatever. If you want to call it spoiled, hey, but that's what I had gotten. And then, you know, I used to like to see the thing just go down into the tape band, and then it goes over in and record as. It was kind of amazing as a child looking at how
you had a microphone too, didn't you?
Yes, had a microphone to do.
You was recording your voice, weren't you?
Yes.
And look where it got you.
Nowhere. Oh no.
You're on the radio now.
On the radio today. Yeah,
so dreams become true.
Reality, I guess that's how the ABCs take place. That's how the basics take place. You start to take a desire, a love for it, and now you have to do something about it. You have to make it happen. You have to get to the level where now you're streaming out to the public with what
you know, your desired heart.
What's that?
Something came to my mind when you mentioned about the Ed Sullivan and what have you.
Okay.
You know the only wrong thing and why he had, you know, everybody tuned in to him? Do you know why?
Why?
We didn't have VCRs. So if you didn't see it and you missed it because everybody was going to talk about it Monday.
It still was almost a live experience. You had to be there.
But everybody was going to talk about it.
Not VCRs. We didn't have DVRs.
We had nothing. We had to watch it, and that was it. If you missed it, everybody's going to tell you about it, and you feel like you missed out on an event because they were live on Ed Sullivan. You know, he didn't. It wasn't any, you know, recreation or what have you. They did it live. You know, that's like I brought up Mahalia Jackson.
With that said, though, you know, that is not necessarily streaming because streaming has a way of recall.
Yeah, but see, there's stages in streaming. You know, yes, it was streaming. It was a broadcast.
Yeah, it was because it was a delivery to a mass
signal.
Yeah, a mass media through a signal. I agree.
Yeah, but see, guess what? See, primitive stages, and it grew. You see, you have to really kind of just close your eyes and go, radio, TV. It was streaming. And it was, especially when you come to the music industry, became bigger because literally those that were in music before it started streaming were poverty. They didn't become icons. I don't even think they had the Grammys before Ed Sullivan did what he did. See, you know, okay, Google it. So that was a hint. Okay.
I know.
But
I already
the thing about it is that, you know, when you start to think about it, it had to start some way. Live performance.
Real streaming is actually when you take a compressed file, boom, you take it and upload it to the internet, such as boom. You now, what we're doing here. And
okay, that's the modern load.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're not saving it to a hard drive. You're saving it to the cloud today, that's a part of streaming because you can access it and boom, and put it out there. But you're no longer having to save stuff to a hard drive to actually to stream it out. In other words, you don't have to put a load on your computer. It was a time when the CD, the tape, all of that stuff was storage space. It took up space in your home. I mean, it was nice to have that collection.
You know, nothing wrong with that because your recall system is going to always be there as long as you have the device to call it back up.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But
see, now,
but,
will I ever get rid of my turntable? No. Why? I have LPs. Do I have a cassette deck? Yes. Will I ever get rid of my cassettes? No. Do I have an 8-track player? Yes. Will I get rid of my 8-track?
Right.
No.
You know what they call that, right?
They call that seeing where my money went.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh,
you know
gotcha.
What they say, right? You know what they say, right?
Are you trying to tell me? Are you really?
Hang on.
Man, Dad, what's going on tonight?
Everybody, get on the bus.
Tiffany,
Al,
you know he does this
you
a
can't
lot.
We got him this time.
Your motive.
No, I just did what I did just to see what was
going
to go on. And I
said, grab his feet. Grab his arms.
In case people don't understand.
Put him under the bus. Everybody hold on tight. Here we go. Hear him holler?
Yeah, I do agree.
Let's go back again.
Shut him down just like that.
Just like that.
Go, girl.
Just like that.
Hey.
Now it's your turn, Tiffany. Take the wheel. Hear him holler? Ha-ha, we're getting him good this time. Payback is terrible. Are you having fun?
I love you, Raw Dog.
I think that's enough. He's learned his lesson. What do you think? Until the next episode, the bus. Whee, that was fun.
You're ruthless, man. You've been waiting all night to push the button to run me over.
Ran you over good.
You just wait for a moment in time, dude. You have to experience it. You have to be there.
Sometimes you just got to do that to a fella to let him know you love him, that he all right.
You're funny, dude.
You. But you know what? Getting back to explaining to these young folks about streaming, I guess, you know what? I guess it's funny to you and I because we saw it developed. We know the different ins and outs and directions and some of the wonderful ideas that could make them original, could make them, you know, noticed by the nation, by the globe, by their presentation, that, you know, but they just don't ask the right questions. They go to everybody else for promotions and counseling and whatever, and that, you know, we're on the radio, and they know that you've been established for a great length of time, that you know producers and what have you, and they don't pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, talk to me. Your prices are better than everybody else's prices, you know? But do they ask? Or are you going to put it out on the air and so that everybody else will know? No. You treat a client like a client as a special private individual. You don't blast business out there so everybody knows how, why, and how much, you know? Because, hey, if they're not smart enough to ask and to pick up the phone to call, and they're not smart enough to listen and go, I want to know more and get in touch. Guess what? That's why there's a tragedy with hip-hop. That's why the young folks are having such a hard time trying to get noticed. You know, it's not that hard. If you're for real, it's not that hard. It's intelligence, it's promotion, it's marketing, it's counseling, it's mentoring, it's all the preparation that the labels used to do. They used to call that, what, artist development? It's still needed. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. You know, when we talk about marketing and promotion, we're talking about the development of the artist. We don't take them too fast, because if the questions that are asked, that don't come up complete. Well, you know, we don't want somebody coming back pointing at you and I going, but you didn't tell me. No, we're going to tell you ahead of time now, you know, and we're going to ask you questions. And you got to come up with, yes, I have my copyrights. Yes, I want to be an artist. Yes, I understand. And we'll study and continue to become more intelligent so that if you open up a door for me, I can be a good representative of myself. You know, but these young folks, not knocking them, but I got to tell them, you got to get some fat on your head. You know, do you think a ballet dancer goes out here and becomes a virtuoso ballet icon without the education, the mentoring, you know, and the counseling and the presentation and all of that that's necessary to impress? Oh, man. Oh, never mind.
Hold on.
I guess I'm preaching to the choir.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And this is a question that you can probably ask because it's kind of old language.
Excuse me.
You can take a horse to water, but you can't what?
Well, you can't make him talk. Mr. Ed was a fallacy. You can't make him drink.
You can't make them drink. And you know what, Brado? We pounded over their head at many times that, you know, we do this and we do that. And that we are available for the exploring avenues for them in this business of music.
Well, see, yeah, but see, we're private people.
But
we're private
say,
people. You don't rent. You don't clang your own horn and tell who you've been associated with and what's been done and this and that and the other. And I like
I
that
need
about
to know,
you.
What should I do? Should I be doing it?
Well, put it like this. I'm gonna say it like this. If you change yourself to impress them, then are you being true to yourself and what you stand for? You know, you know that old phrase, you know, going to hell in a handbasket. And then, you know, coming up short. You know, you've dealt with people that have tried to make you come up short. You know, the whole thing about it is this. We could rent the limousine, get the spotlight, throw the big party and what have you, and are you going to be surrounded by people that you want to be surrounded by, or is God going to bring that pathway of the people, the right people to you?
I'll say this right out. We're private, but yet we're not, because a lot of our contacts have come on through this show as public information.
Well, yeah.
And the body and the content speaks for itself.
Very, very true.
Okay, we talk, and we tell them, hey, man, you know, hey, we right now have an opportunity for you to stream your material.
Right.
And advertise it to a point where you can expand your fan base and knock on some doors simultaneously while we open up that door. This is an advantage. This is one of the pros that you have.
Right, right.
And then the pros of this whole opportunity is you can make it available for you can make this available for downloads.
Right, right.
At a cost.
Yeah, but see, you know what the problem is?
What's that?
We don't tell them how. See, you know, the thing about it. No. But
we tell them
no,
how.
No,
but
no,
it,
no.
But
the thing about it is
information. We tell them how once they work with us. Right.
Well, but see, there's the catch. There's the catch to this. Hip Hop National is a business. And, you know, we don't want them to get it twisted. We don't want them to get it wrong. We'll play their music for free. We will, you know, try to give them knowledge during the talk show. And all of that comes from the heart. But we got to see how much heart they got. You know, the real from the fakers, You know, that one that's going to take the chance to dare to be great. I remember that phrase from way back when. Are you going to take the chance to dare to be great? Are you just scared and you know you're going to fail, so you don't take that chance? A whole bunch of talk and no action. They used to say sells no hot dogs. You remember that phrase? Well, guess
actually,
what?
Actually, I don't. Please bring it up.
Well, actually, you should. Oscar Mayer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But that was, now, hey, you know what? That was during the Vietnam War, so you're still kind of, you know, hey, I give you the baby point. Okay, you don't have to remember that. You know, that you were born during the Vietnam point.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad said, I'm not going to war. And here comes Poetic. Hey, smart man. I got a family. You can't draft me. Very smart man. Very smart man. They drafted me, though.
So my dad was the baby, too. He was the
huh?
baby boy. My dad was the baby boy.
Yeah, okay. So he would have and could have been. But he had you.
Yeah, but I thought that the baby boy, they won't take the baby boy.
Oh, no.
Okay, man.
No, that has... See, long story short, there was a draft. Young folks don't have to worry about it. If your birthday fell on a certain date, and they gave you a number that you were going to be how many days before they were going to get to your number and call you to come and be inducted into the armed forces. I still have my letter. Welcome. Welcome. You have been chosen to be. You know, hey, no funny business, but, you know, hey, that's the way they did it. But, you know, I'm going to say this to you. You know, in dealing with the young people and getting them to a better place as their careers, to get their careers started and for people to discover them, we have a great launching pad. We have great potential points that are new, unthought of by all, and they are prime places for them to get that exposure. You remember that word, exposure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to be exploited, but you can have exposure. And see, Poetic, you know, not giving away the secrets, and not giving away the names, but you did say they could sell on iTunes. You know, I heard you say that earlier. You know,
so
and Amazon.
Amazon, and don't get me wrong, about at least, and I'll just put the number safely, at least over 250 plus more outlets.
Okay.
That's
all right. You said too much.
That's digital distribution.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All they got to do is make one call. All they got to do is ask. All they got to do is want, but they got to have some money. I hate to say it.
They got to be serious about doing business. Excuse me.
I'm so glad that you put that politely. But for those that didn't understand, you got to have some money. We're not talking about thousands, but a thousand would help. But you can have money that can work your way out here into the world where you get revenue coming back in. You know, this is real. This is the game is not to be played.
You're scared of money. Don't make no money.
Well, you know, hey, I'm going to say it like this. Do you want to win it or you just want to get in it and be, you know, in it? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, winners sparkle. But you got to get in that training, get in that lane. They talk about grinding. That word grinding doesn't give you any thought of how to do it. I love that word. hip-hop artist came, I'm out here grinding. What in the world does that really mean? They didn't give you a lead to nothing. They didn't give you one secret to learn to help you even get out there. They just say, I'm out here grinding. Wow. It's a secret. People aren't telling other people. We tell, and it doesn't cost that much to learn. You know, matter of fact, we educate them over the air and try to tell them, oh, I hope you're listening. There is a way. There is a method to this. Now, did we say you'd get to the top and be an icon? Well, that's up to you. That's up to your God-given gifts and talents and how you brought them along, okay? But we can get you out there. You won't be paying to be on a show in a club where they got maybe 60, 70 people. Oh, let's give you 200 people that are drinking alcohol. We'll give you a sober crowd 365 days out of the year. Whoa, that sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Well, we got to minus one of those days if their music is secular, because we do have a gospel reserve which is blacked out towards the secular music. So we got to give them that one day to rest. How about that?
Well, yeah, we do it on the air here, but in the outlets, they can be out there 365.
I agree.
Yeah, see, so for the fee?
No, not to mention there'll be a wiser and more educated on artists. They'll be able to actually know, you know, that they are hitting certain numbers. And
you know what? What we need to do. Is that, you know, if they decide to do this type thing, you know, you drew up the contract where, you know, the business is private and it's not to be used to advertise to get more people, because that's the artist business that you're doing. But, you know, I think that you need to take that out of the contract so you can expose the artists that you've already helped doing this. But you can't do that because it's in the contract, and what's on paper never changes, you know. But I like that about you. I like that confidentiality, you know. You know, you kind of say, if they only knew, and then you kind of say, well, that's somebody else's business. They don't need to know. But the marketing and the promotion and what have you, and the streaming, I guess – that word is a scary word if you don't understand, but you know you got to understand that that's the MP3 file. You know, that's the upload method that we get our submissions through the website. And, you know, and the whole thing is that so you already have your foot on streaming, but how do you put together a complete streaming review of your music?
We got a dynamic package where we kind of put them in their own lane.
Well, yeah, but see, guess what?
We put them in their own lane. At the same time, they cross market with an established show like ourselves, and we continue to grow, and then we bring in other people who's also doing what they're doing, and make it work. You know, in a circle of influence for all of us, for the better good of streaming that product.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
What's that?
See, now, I'm going to give an artist that I've got to give a pat on the back to, and that's the gentleman that put in the gospel submission.
Oh yeah, that dude. Yeah, I got to give it to him too.
Okay, what is his name, Poetic?
Andre Lewis.
There you go. See, I made you say it. See, I didn't disclose an artist that's real. you said his name, and I'm so proud of you because you keep things undercover. But yes, well, he is
he's somebody undercover who's doing the right the due diligence. By the way, his name is Andre Lewis. It's called "Give Him Praise." Y'all look out for his tune. It's really, I think it's really hot for the gospel market. If y'all haven't heard it, tune in on Sunday. We definitely been playing it, but I think we play it even in tonight's segment.
We're gonna play it in the 30 minutes tonight. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then we also, you know, and then you also got that G Squad with Martin. Mm-hmm. They did that same thing, you know. So you have to give love to those who give love, you know. So
right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. This is hip hop national, but the gospel community, they have taken advantage of the resources. I mean, you got to give them
what?
On the back of that.
I gotta throw one name out there, Frank and Hatch. They were, Thunder Light. They promoted themselves. You know, there's been a lot more that have done that, and there's, you know what, I have to say this. Qualified, they go forward. You know, they go forward. You know, we get calls from people and what have you, but success will make you a busy individual. Just like we had Keith call in last week. You know, tell him, Keith, what is his last name?
Clazar. Keith Clazar, multi-platinum producer.
Right. So. See, you know, and we talk about people that are successful that they've given us inside tips and phone numbers and what have you. And, you know, it's this is a music business. Let's not get it wrong. Streaming, yes, can get you all over the globe. It can
I want you to imagine this, Rodolfo, and when we come back, reality. We're going to talk about streaming and how it brings the world together a lot closer. Okay. And
all
the
right.
Communication. We're going to talk about the communication breakdown versus the physical product versus the digital age of streaming today. So when we come back, I want you guys to stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight?
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and I need you to go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We'd like to hear from you and help you stream your music out to the public. And we want to connect with you in helping you expand upon your brand. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio tonight. We are talking about what are the pros and cons of streaming music. And right now we're going to talk about some of the pros and some of the cons. Okay. Raw Dog, you do remember the day of the delivery of a CD, right?
Right.
Or, let's say the transition from all of those other things. But then it ended up with the CD, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of the music has been transferred to CDs, video games, CDs, and DVDs. Books, audiobooks, all of this has been transferred to that. To now, they have the jump drive, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the disadvantage? What was the disadvantage of having a CD or a tape?
They were fragile. They were all fragile media. Yeah, and okay. The tape would disintegrate over a period of time. The CD, fragile. No scratches. The vinyl, as they call it now, the needle scratches, dust, the turntable, the balance of that. You might go to a friend's house and you'd hear the song and it would be in one key, and you'd go back to your house and play it and find out your turntables weren't in sync, just like the cassette tape. The motor speed, there was drag on some, and there was, the proper speed on others, and you'd hear differences in the music. So, just being fragile, the CDs, you'd have to be careful. They scratched, and once they scratched, they might not play. Or the record, you drop the needle on it in the wrong spot too hard, and it would leave an impression that would turn into a click in the song. You'd hear it, a scratch, the needle skipping, all those things. Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible because if it was your favorite song, you'd have to go out and buy another one.
And that is correct.
That's how they boosted the market, is by it being so fragile that, they were hoping you'd make a mistake with it.
But at the same time, in the sales of that, at least for the record industry, because remember, we had a record industry where they were selling media big time on a physical level, where the entertainment industry thrived on the sales of the music business thrived on the sales of a record or the sales of music.
And guess what? They were $15 for a double set on the vinyl, and what, maybe $9 for the single vinyl LP. And do you remember the price of CDs when they first came out?
Some of them were like $18 and $20.
Oh, yeah. When they first came out, they were that expensive. just like you can really, really, everybody turn around and let somebody kick you. But you remember the movies that came out on VCRs? And when they first came out, you could buy them, and they were like $59, $69. And they cost you $4 a night to rent it, to see it, you know. And if you didn't take it by 12 o'clock noon, you had to pay another additional night.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, see, so... And what happened to those stores?
Don't get me wrong. That was block. Remember the Blockbusters and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big money. Big money on that physical product.
Yes. They exploited the public. And, you know,
That was the media. The media that everything was transferred to. And don't get me wrong. That media had a shelf life for a time. And then... technology came in as a boom, and it moved and transitioned that whole world around, which also have gave the independent a rise
right.
to get in the public eyes and become a possible icon.
Right. It sure did.
All
because
through that transition.
The development of the product no longer it was under the industry's control, because you could purchase industry standard equipment at a lesser price, and it was a smaller unit. You know, what happened was, and you got to think like this. We were those guinea pigs for the industry, okay? And we got tired of being exploited. So we thought of ways to develop and to get it at a cost that was going to be possible without draining one's pocket for music or movies or what have you. Yes, they made their money. They made so much money that, yeah, they could go out of business, sure, and rest forever, because they exploited that because they had complete control of it. But now I think that what has happened is that even the young artists can go to the mall with, you know, the right media, and everyone can appreciate purchasing and owning or streaming it to their devices and what have you without the hesitation of not being able to buy food. You know what I mean? In other words, it's like buying a pack of gum. You know, when you think about iTunes and you think about hip-hop at, 99 cent a download? That's cheaper than a pack of gum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when you start to think about it, you start to say, well, wait a minute. People demanded this, and so we're going to be able to make it available. Now, as an artist, it's time to change the lanes and to change the focus and the way you might think and get yourself into that point of being acknowledged, appreciated, and receiving revenue for your work.
Well, the thing it is, it was a time where it was just a tangible product. It was, you can read about an artist, you can look at their little CD cover, and you can learn a little bit about the information from the printed graphics that was on the cover. That was a great time. Don't get me wrong, Rod. That was a great time. But
yeah,
now,
but you know what?
Okay, go ahead.
How many albums or tapes or what have you did you buy from reading the outside and they literally sucked?
I agree.
There was
you know
no
what?
Test.
You, You know the great time that we stand in today is streaming. And I'll
right.
tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because now a person can get a sample of what you do without you giving them the whole thing. At least they
right.
get a chance to know what who you are, what you do, what you sound like, what you talk like, and how you communicate. And now they can say, man, I like that artist. He is real. He's real to life, and he's smart, or she's smart. I love
right.
him. They can
and
connect
you know what
with
they call that
one
now?
One to one and connect. Yeah, what's it called?
Okay, but you know what you just did?
Exactly.
I wish we had a bell we could ring every time a golden piece of information goes out.
Oh,
we're gonna have to hook up that sound effect. But check it out. They call what you just said was they give a preview of their production, their movie, you know, and what have you, that gives you an idea, and you have a right then to go and buy the whole thing. So they're not giving it away for free. But they're previewing,
correct.
And which is
it's almost
a
like
loss.
It's almost like what you might consider a listening party.
Okay, okay.
In digital terms, I'll say in digital terms. You know what I mean?
And I can accept that terminology because we're in a new era, and so okay, and the listening party. Excellent, excellent word. That's got a curious effect, but it's got
it's
spotlight.
The digital age.
Theme.
It's the digital age listening party. So DALP.
You go, guy.
That's awesome, isn't it?
No, but think about that.
Right.
A heck of a marketing scheme.
Yes.
But who's going to take advantage? Are they going to listen? Or do they think they can do it themselves?
That's the problem with the fence sitters. They'll sit and wait on the fence until somebody else has taken advantage of it, maximize it, and then they'll act, and then they'll get breads and crumbs of what they could have had an opportunity to make.
Did you say breads and crumbs?
Well, they get the crumbs. Yeah. I kind of said that, but I renege on that, and I'll say they get the crumbs. They get the bread crumbs.
Yeah, I said they get the bread. Well, that's the whole thing, ain't it? Yeah. No, they get the crumbs. You got to tell it like it really is. It's crumbs.
They get the crumbs.
Yeah, you know. But see, think about it. You just gave a golden inside tip. That they probably went, he said, preview. Wow. I wonder what he's talking about. Well, okay, there's where you got to pay. Because guess what? There is a marketing strategy. There's a game plan.
We got a game plan. So,
yes. And guess what? There are people taking advantage of it, but, you know, hey, we want more people to take advantage of it. I guess that's why we're talking about it, rather than, you know, talking about the people that have taken advantage of it, because guess what? You know, they're on their way. You'll find out who they are in the quick near future. And are they going to find out who the people that are listening that haven't done that are? Well, that's their decision. They got to step up, you know, and if they're real, let's hold a conversation. Yeah. Don't make promises and make us a believer.
Create opportunities, Ronald. We just create.
Well, you know, hey, we've been convinced.
Yeah.
You know, we've been convinced. We've had people tell us that, oh, yeah, let's do it like that. And then all of a sudden, you look for them and they're standing in line with the dress on, and you go, but I thought you were all real. Well, okay.
And a bag of chips.
I see you just don't have the ganoogies.
Yeah. No, you know what kills me sometimes is those who call just fishing. They're fishing like as though we don't understand that their game.
Oh, yeah, 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 claiming and proclaiming and reclaiming.
Yeah.
But see, guess what? The fun part of this is that they don't know why we're happy. They don't know why we're smiling. If they knew what was going on behind the scenes and the artists that are stepping forward and what have you, they'd understand why we're two happy people. They would. I mean, you know, hey, life is good. And we want more to jump on board, but, you know, you asked me today, you said, if we talk about this, are we going to take on a load that, you know, that we might not be able to fulfill because, you know, we got a load as we go. And I go, hey, the more the merrier. I'm trying to help. You trying to help. Let's put it out there. And, you know, if they run at the door, we just have to tell them, slow your roll. We got you, you know. But yeah, that's the way of the world. You know, either you're going to get in step, be about it. How did the kids say be about it? Or you just go, you know, you're just going to do that talk, stand on the block, kick it with the fellas, you know. But we're here, you know. And
yeah, but
go ahead.
Can I take us back to where I was going with that, with the streaming, I'm going to say the download stuff? Well,
sure.
The thing it is, what I was saying with pretty much with the CDs and stuff like that, imagine this. The truth is it does get scratched. The physical product, it was good for its time. That's what technology had us then. Now we have moved to the digital age. Things are being stored on the cloud, you know, which is, you know, it's a theoretical cloud, but it's a device where you can store a lot of material, of your material, and then you can stream from that platform outward. That's where we're at right now, Rodon. We can store into a library. And it can be accessible to people, not just in your community, not just into your community, but around the world. Man, that's delivery of a product. That's amazing.
And you don't have to leave home.
And you don't have to leave home. Now, if the music is good and people say, man, we love to see a live performance, guess what? They can communicate with you and get you there, and then you could demand your own prices.
Mm. All right.
That's a sweet thing. That's a sweet position to be in.
But see, that's part of the promotion. That's part of the marketing. That's part of the business.
Yeah.
And,
it's an instinct.
You know, how do they say the three P's? What, promote, promote, promote?
And don't get it out of order.
Right. But I love that because it doesn't take
Charlie V, man, brought that to the show, man, and I got to
you know what?
It's respectful.
It says a lot.
Yes.
But only if you're wise enough to go, what is promote? You just streaming, getting there, and the release party, and having your stuff set up properly in a professional style, and then having a directory of people in the industry going to listen to it. See, they don't realize that second avenue that Hip Hop National provides.
Exactly. How do you get those people there? It is through networking, and it's through relationships.
Yeah, but you've already done all that.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. That's if they come through you. But it's a harder road because you've been out there. You've been doing it. Whereas, you know, see, if you pay, never mind. I've said it enough. The wise have heard. You know, if we can try to explain to them this streaming and marketing. And you know what? I think they heard it. I really think they heard it. Now, what we want to talk about now, Poetic, because you know what? It's like beating you know, it's like okay.
A dead horse.
No, you know what it's like? It's like blowing air up a dead goose's ass and waiting for it to fly. You see what I'm saying? Because those that are, and those that aren't. And so let's get it on. We got a music show tomorrow night. We're going to have a show with Keith giving out good tidbits. You know what? Every time I get ready to say his last name, I just want to mess it up. What is Keith's last name? Yeah, who was a 12-time platinum producer. We're going to have a show where he's going to give away golden tidbits, you know. So we just want these young folks to get motivated. And, we, you know, there was I saw at least six people on the board, seven people, and I guess we were such good commentators, they didn't want to raise their voice and interrupt us. So it's okay. You know, next time, don't be scared. You know, next time, you know, hey, hopefully, you know, that you'll want to raise your hand rather than listen to Raw Dog and Poetic. Because, you know, Raw Dog's long-winded. Yeah. I can teach you something.
Well, I tell you like this. I just sent a message out to one person. They sent me back and said, I'm scared to be on the air. So I was like, oh, okay. But I do understand. Raw Dog, I mean, if they had known about, you know, me doing this about a year and a half ago, reality, the show's been on for 4 years consecutively, consistently. But reality, I was a ghost host back in the days because of fear. But if you let fear continue to overcome you, you can expect nothing to come of it. It's until you take it by the handlebars, take it by the wheel, so to say, and start to act upon it and drive it to your success. You have to take the wheel. You have to take charge. If you don't take charge, and that's me telling you now, take charge of your career. Let's get you out there. Let's stream your music. And I'm not talking just through this media outlet. I'm talking about helping you establish a media outlet that can help you grow. I'm going to tell you just like this. People don't understand this. The best time to get on the train is when it's at the station. Because when it's in motion, and it's moving, it is too late.
It'd be the last minute. And there won't be crumbs on the table. Just be empty table.
Correct, without a doubt.
Well, guess what? I've enjoyed myself. And, you know, the six people that's on the board, God bless you. We love you. Next time, we hope that you'll raise your hand. But hopefully we were informative enough that, hey, you we'll hear from you. Poetic, your number, what is it?
Well, you can call 954-461-3398. Again, that number is 954-461-3398. Be looking forward to hear from you. Or you can continue to just tune into the show, press the number one, and that allow us to know that you want to be a part of the topic. And additionally, go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your MP3. That let us know that you want to be connected. Log in, become a part of the movement by registering. That way we know you want to be on the team.
Most excellent. Check that out. Three people raised their hand. But guess what? Too late. You have a good night, Poetic.
All right, Rob.
Well, hey, guess what? It's music time. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless the folks. Here we go. Dr. A.T.
Good night, everybody.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise. And you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight.
Give them praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give them praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is the paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjure. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the light for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set the back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy. Yeah. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Yeah. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Yeah. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Yeah. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that.
Omega, the creator, the final way maker on top and ungreater. Just know that Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, Ernie. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she likes her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel.
Yeah.
she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction, and did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. You cute, flawless in the course, outstanding. To the point, I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point where she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind. And you my heart so get me higher. You know what to say, know how it goes. Baby girl, you stay on my mind. And you my heart so get me higher. You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice strong, but I ain't gonna let you know. Shawty tripping, she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't trying to burst things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let it slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run the town. I want the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guala guadas that'll run into the town. And you ain't gotta suck too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound. But she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
Cutest at my next shows. I ain't tripping. I think I found a different flow that'll keep us tight, straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow. So when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the guanas out. Gotta bring the piffin out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl. That's why I want you to be my world. The business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, so drive a nickel and dime. So when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Baby boy, you're
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, trapped in this. Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance. Because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
No more bloodshed, no more gunfire. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fists in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a light. I'ma live it up, waiting for it all to ignite. I'm the distributor, L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First thing first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Marie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a you and I T, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the
on, LaRue and Palmarie. We can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many youngins getting pie, I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police surround us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the ring, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. When I fatten your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan, LaRue, Palmarie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Man, I'm a rider. It feels good to be on fire. Man, I'm a rider. These dreams are gonna take me higher. Man, I'm a rider. I hit people up by no liar. Man, I'm a rider. I keep it. I'm a rider on the street, I'll handle my feet. I'm taking a giant leap into a hip-hop world.
keep it bumping in the hip hop world. That means I'm fire. Man, I'm a rider, a rider, a rider.
Next on deck, amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special made to order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Rolling.
rolling along. I'm making my music, these songs, feeling so strong. My style so prolific, terrific, ain't got no gimmick. Not just another white boy fitting it in my mind. I really ain't got no limits. Right now I'm feeling fine, but that could change any minute. My people on the grind like feeble. I'm feeling like we only saving from the evil, but there was no room in this evil, so we go on about our ways. And through our days, years passed by me, feels like hours and days, and things in my life have made me sour for days. I'm not just another preacher saying ours is the way, but give it a try. You ain't gotta pray to stay, you ain't gotta pay to play. And if you leave with some knowledge today, I can feel slight success in my life. And maybe go ahead and get some sleep tonight. Where do we go when the world's all changed, and everything you thought you know, well it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah I got that range, gonna bring a thing called soul back in the game. Yeah, where do we go when the world's all changed, and everything you thought you know, well it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah I got that range, gonna bring a thing called soul back in the game. Boy, soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane dulls the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats, I don't do it for commission. Do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm fitting till they smitten, whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, whether man, any condition. I give the beat what it needs, like a kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies, they get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm cruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it, you'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on the seat, I'm scary when I'm crying. Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage inside of something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here, for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.